Welcome to Shomar Shavah and Adav, your sponsor, Lo Nishma, Sambi HaKoshom, Lev HaSitzchok. We're holding in Yevamah's Dav Kuvches. The morning base brings that there's a pasuk in Eicho, Perakei, Meimeinu Bekesef Shasinu, Etzeinu Bemechir Yavo. The simple understanding, as Rashi explains there in Eicho, that even water, our own water, we need to pay for it. And even our own Etzeim, the wood that came from our trees, you still have to pay for it. We have to pay the enemies to use it. But the Gemara goes on in Darshans. The Mishasa Sakono, there was a halacha that has to do with our sugyo. Can a woman who is yoitza beget and then immune, do you say she could go back to the first husband? So the Gemara goes on and says, they hired a person for a bar mitzvah that had to pay somebody to go and ask Rabbi Akiva, bebeis ha'asurim. Rabbi Akiva that was in jail, as the Mishnah said earlier, and to ask him, Yudu ben Meseir ben Etzivin, and they told us the halacha, that the answer is, she cannot go back. Mashal, we already points out that the connection to this pasuk is, the pasuk before it says, Yisoy meinu vein av, we're like orphans without a father, Yimuseinu kalmonis, and our mothers are like widows. Says the Mashal, the father referring to over here is someone to teach us Torah. Yisoy meinu vein av, we don't have anyone to teach us Torah. And Yimuseinu, referring to Knesset Yisrael, is like an almano, because doesn't have a husband, that which is the Gilui of Torah. Meaning we have a disconnect from Torah. There's just the connectedness with the Goyen brings on the Pasuk in Eicho that says, Malko v'sareh b'goyim ein Torah. When Am Yisrael and Golus, when Am Yisrael are not sitting on their land like it's supposed to, so you don't really have the full connection to Torah. So Yimele, that's what the next Pasuk says. Mimeinu because the Shasinu refers here to Torah. That the Torah, that's our Torah, we need to pay for it. And Etzeinu, our wood, which refers to Atzas Hashem, B'mechir Yavo, they come also with a price. In other words, to connect the Torah, you need to pay for it. And that's what happened in this story. They had to pay 400 zuz to come and know what the halacha is. Because Rabbi Akiva wasn't available, as he was in jail, Yudim and Meseir was in Etzivin. The only way to come and figure out what the halacha is through payment. So the Mahashah is explaining the pasuk of the water and the Etzim, referring to Torah and to Atzas Hashem. The Aruch Lener already asked the Mahashah that if so, it should have said Atzaseinu, not Etzeinu. Etzeinu is Lashon Eitz, a tree. And according to the Mahashah, we talk about Atzas Hashem, it should have said Atzaseinu. So therefore, the Aruch Lener says a little differently, similar to what Blosser Migar Mazia says in Medrash Eicho, that Eitz refers to Eitz Chaim. Eitz Chaim Mil Machzikibo, another Pchina of Torah. That in order for us to connect to these Pchinas of Torah, we need to pay for it. But there is over here seemingly an additional Pchina. Because the Gemara says that there's two Pchinas of Torah, water and an Eitz, or Eitz, according to the Mahashah. And we have two people that we need to pay to hear the Divrei Torah. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseir. What's the connection between these things? So in Medrash Lekach Tov, as already mentioned, that the water refers to the regular Torah, Limud HaTorah. The Eitzim refers to Hayim HaTorah, the explanation of Torah. And I'll add over here that my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal explained once that the idea, what's the reason that it eats a tree, an Eitzo, an advice, is the same word, they come in the same letters, as we see here in the Marashon Aruch Laner. So he said the Pshat is like this. We know that Adam Eitz Asod, a human being is compared to a tree. One of the points that a tree has is that you can figure out the age of the tree when you look at the tree. We know that the amount of circles that the tree has in it, that tells you the age. Meaning the age affects what the tree is. By Adam is the same thing. Adam, the older he gets, first of all, it's nicker, you can see it. But, as Chazal already tell us, an older man is a wiser person. Even Amei Haaretz, even people with Amei Haaretz, the older they get, they still have something called an Eitzo. Eitzo is Biskenim. You go get advice from a Zaken. Because a Zaken went through the experience of life. Even if he does not have Torah, the experience of life is affected on him, and he's able to give a good advice. Eitzo specifically refers to life experience advice. That's why Eitz and Eitz are the same word. Eitz is a tree. Tree is affected by its age. And an Eitz comes from a Zaken that's affected by his age. Eitzah come together. So according to this, comes out the Maharshon Aruch HaNer say a similar idea. You have Eitzah Chaim, and you have the Atzas Hashem. It's the same concept. It's the advice that comes from a Zaken, from an older person. Now, Rabbi Akiva is obviously Soy Torah Shebaal Peh. He's the regular Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Meseir, on the other hand, he was the Eitzah of Torah, the Taimi Torah. It's brought down in the Gemara and Psochim that Rabbi Yehuda Meseir sent a sign to Yerushalayim in order to know that a goy is being Korban Pesach, and the Gemara there says that he sits and it's tzivin umetzudosoy prusa Yerushalayim. He brings the Eitzah, the idea, the advice, until Yerushalayim. As Rav Hyman brings in his Sefer, told us Tarem HaMeroim, Yehuda Meseir lived for a very old age. He was the Zaken Shebedoyer. He was the Baal Eitzah. So Yemeel comes out, this is what the Sugi tells over here. The Pasuk says, Mimeinu bekesa shatinu, etzei b'mechir yavo, you have Mayim and you have Eitz. Mayim is the water. The Eitz is the Eitzah. The Eitz is the Taimi Torah. Connected the water, we ask Rabbi Akiva a question. Connected the Eitz of Torah, we ask Rabbi Meseir a question. And the Gemara tells us over here, we had to pay for it. And that was the tzoras of the Galus, to pay for the water and to pay for the Eitzim. Anyone who wants to join Shom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.